Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now in chapter number 10, which is discovering your spiritual gift. The objectives of this lesson are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to explain why it is important for a believer to discover his spiritual gift. You're going to be able to explain how a believer can discover his spiritual gift, and you're going to discover your own spiritual gift. Our key verse today is found in 2 Timothy 1:6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Introduction. In the previous chapters, you learned that each believer has at least one spiritual gift. This chapter explains how to discover and to begin to use your spiritual gift. The importance of discovery. It is important to discover your spiritual gift in order to accomplish spiritual purposes and objectives. You will recall the purposes and objectives of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which were given in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. The purposes were, 1, to perfect the saints, 2, to promote the work of the ministry, 3, to edify the church. The objectives are to be that we will become united in faith, that we will develop our knowledge of Christ, that we will develop in perfection, which with Christ as our model, we will become stable, not deceived by false doctrines, and we will mature spiritually in Christ. If these purposes and objectives are to be accomplished in the church, then it's necessary that each believer discover and use his or her spiritual gift. Conduct spiritual warfare. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are also given to the church as weapons of spiritual warfare to fight the spiritual forces of Satan. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." So it's important to discover and use your spiritual gift in order to effectively fight your spiritual enemy, Satan. Avoid abuses. In the previous chapters, you learned that there are three ways spiritual gifts can be abused. 1, by not using those gifts given to you. 2, attempting to use gifts not given to you. And 3, not using the gifts properly. It's important to discover your spiritual gift in order to avoid these abuses. Avoid frustration. Many believers often plunge into ministry without knowing their spiritual gifts and experiencing frustration and defeat as they try to work for the Lord. You too will be frustrated if you do not discover your own spiritual gift. You'll be ineffective if you try to serve in positions for which God has not given you a gift to minister. You may be busy in ministry, but you will not be accomplishing anything for the kingdom of God. For example, one person tried to imitate a gift of a great evangelist named Billy Graham. He preached just like Reverend Graham, but nobody responded to his messages. He was very frustrated in his ministry until he discovered that his spiritual gift was not that of evangelism. His gift was teaching. When he began to use his own gift of teaching, he saw great results in his ministry. So discovering your spiritual gift will not only keep you from being frustrated with yourself, it would also keep you from being frustrated with other Christians. For example, you will understand if your pastor is a good teacher but a poor administrator. You will recognize that he has the gift of teaching, but he does not have the gift of administration. Instead of criticizing him, he needs the help of someone who does have the gift in order for the church to operate more efficiently. Assume your responsibility. It's important to discover your spiritual gift because you have a responsibility to stir up and to use it. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee." And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." So you must discover your spiritual gift in order to fulfill your responsibility and to develop it. You must know your gift in order to set priorities which permit you to use it productively. discovering your spiritual gift. The following guidelines will help you discover your spiritual gift or gifts. Step 1, be born again. You must be born again. Spiritual gifts come through the new birth just as natural talents come through natural physical birth. If you are never born into the natural world, you will not have natural talents. If you're not born again in the spiritual world, you cannot be given spiritual gifts. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Step 2, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Guidelines for how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit are given in chapter 4 of this manual. Step 3, know the spiritual gifts. If you do not know what spiritual gifts exist, you'll not be able to recognize the ones God has given you. The lessons you studied in this course have equipped you to identify the various gifts available to believers. Step 4, observe models of the gifts. As you are considering what gifts you might have, it's helpful to observe mature models of the various gifts. A mature model of a spiritual gift is a believer who has been effectively using a gift for an extended period of time. For example, talk with someone who has the gift of teaching. Question them as to how they knew that they had the gift, how they began to use it, and the ways they are continuing to develop their gift. Do the same for the other gifts, learning how others discovered their gifts and observing mature models of the gifts in action, and that will help you to identify your own gift. Step 5, seek a spiritual gift. Desire a gift and fast and pray for it. The Bible tells us to seek spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, it says, "But covet or desire or seek earnestly the best gifts." We each have at least one gift, but this verse implies we also can seek a gift which we do not now possess. Step 6, laying out of hands. Have your spiritual leader lay hands on you and pray that God will reveal your spiritual gift. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery." Note, as a result of steps 1 through 6, God may reveal your spiritual gift. If this does not happen, proceed to the following steps. Step number 7, analyze your spiritual interests. The areas in which you find great joy in serving God are often those of which He has gifted you. Just as the gift to receive the natural world brings joy, so spiritual gifts, you must have a passion and a burden, great interest or desire for a certain ministry in order to serve God effectively. For example, a person with the gift of administration can use it to organize and direct anything. He could administer a church, a Christian school, a drug rehabilitation center, etc., but he must have a burden or a passion for the ministry where he uses his gift. If he has no interest in a Christian school, he will not last long, even though he has the gift of administration. So you might want to answer the following questions to help you determine your spiritual interest or burden. The first question would be, what kind of group of people do you feel attracted to? If you're called to a particular group of people, your spiritual gift will relate to their need. For example, if you feel a call to children and want to see them learn about God, you may have the gift of teaching. Number 2, what areas of need cause a strong emotional stirring in you? When God called you to meet a specific need, you'll often feel a strong emotional stirring within. Number 3, if you could not fail, what would you desire to do for the Lord? God honors personal desires. Number 4, complete this sentence. I have a growing, restless conviction from within that I should get involved in, and fill in the blank. Such convictions are often God speaking to your spirit about an area in which He wants you to serve. And number 5, I am certain God has definitely called me to a specific area of ministry. It is, and fill in the blank. If you know the specific area of ministry to which God has called you, it will be easy to determine your spiritual gift. God always provides the necessary gifts to enable you to fulfill the call. The 4 further study section of this lesson will assist you in recognizing your spiritual calling. Number 6, what gifts bring you the most joy in thinking about them or using them? For example, do you enjoy teaching? Do you enjoy being hospitable and having people into your home? Are you often moved to give large sums of money to God's work? Step number 8, analysis by a Christian leader. Have a Christian leader analyze your spiritual abilities and ask the following questions and record the answers. In what areas of Christian service have you observed me to be effective? And 2, based upon this observation of my effectiveness, what spiritual gifts do you believe that I might have? Step number 9, analyze your past Christian service and experience. So analyze your past ministry and answer these questions. Number 1, in what areas of Christian service have you ministered in the past? 2, in which of these were you effective? 3, in which of these did you experience great joy in serving? And 4, in which of these did your spiritual leader and or others note your effectiveness? Step number 10, complete the spiritual gift questionnaire. The final part of this lesson contains 2 spiritual gift questionnaires. Your answers to these questions will help you identify the spiritual gifts which you have. Step number 11, identify gifts you think you might have. So you want to identify the gifts you think you might have based on the following: the knowledge of the gifts you have obtained through study, 2, what God has revealed to you through prayer, 3, what you've analyzed in yourself, 4, what a key Christian leader has observed in your life, 5, analysis of your effectiveness in areas of ministry in which you have previously served, and 6, the completion of the spiritual gifts questionnaire. So a list of the gifts provided in step 13, which follows, you want to put an X on the gifts that you believe that you might have. So step number 12, identify spiritual needs. Analyze the spiritual needs of your neighborhood, your community, your church, and review this list of needs. Visitation, sick newcomers in the church, members of the church, hospital, widows, prisons, bereaved, home for the aged, evangelism, house to house, evangelistic services, crusades, open air services, follow-up ministry to new converts, counseling, general counseling or to specific groups or telephone counseling, office administration support, typing, drawing, art, filing, assembling, reproducing, materials, mailings, telephones, records, hospitality, cooking meals, lodging for those in need of visiting ministers, evangelists, Christians, a ministry to the poor, providing food, clothing, or shelter, maintenance of church buildings, landscaping, painting, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, cleaning, and music, choir, instruments, song leader, special music groups, soloist, writing music, religious dramatic productions, writing or producing Christian dramas, financial, fundraising, accounting, financial planning for ministries, writing, Christian books, newsletters, tracts, news and magazine articles, or poetry, multimedia, audio and video tapes, radio, television, satellite, ministry to special groups like the deaf, the blind, the mentally ill, narcotic addicts, alcoholics, migrant workers, gangs, unwed mothers, homosexuals, Jews, minority groups, women, men, families, married couples, abused children, runaways, school dropouts, illiterate prisoners, military children, youth, and the aged. Church offices, elder, deacon, deaconess, Sunday school teacher, usher, committees such as building, finance, etc. Translation, Bible and Christian literature, Christian education, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, Christian preschool, elementary, high school, college, training for laymen using perhaps the Harvest Time International Institute courses or home Bible studies, missionary church planting to reach the unreached peoples in your region or nation, literature, Christian library, bookstore, Bible Christian literature distribution, camps and retreats. So now, based on this, answer these questions. Number 1, what needs are not being met in your neighborhood? 2, what needs are not being met in your community? And three, what needs are not being met in your church? Step number 13, fill a spiritual need. The analysis you have completed will be of no benefit unless you apply it to your life and ministry. To apply something means to use it effectively, to actually do something with it. So you want to compare the list of your spiritual needs you made in step number 12 to the list of gifts you believe God has given you. Identify a spiritual need that corresponds with the gift you believe you have, then make a commitment to fill this need. For example, if there's a need for teachers in your church and you believe you have the gift of teaching, volunteer to meet this need and use the form provided on the following page. So after filling that in on your book, then go ahead to step number 14, which is evaluate your ministry. So after serving a while in this area with your gift, evaluate your ministry. Have you discovered and are you showing proper stewardship of your spiritual gift? When you're fruitful in the area in which you are serving, this means you will see positive results of your ministry. When you're fulfilled, you're enjoying your ministry. If you are frustrated, you may not be serving in the area to which you are gifted. When feedback comments you receive from your spiritual leaders indicate you are effective in your position which you are serving. If the ministry you're filling does not fit your spiritual capabilities and you are ineffective, review the list of possible gifts and ask God to show you another area in which to minister. Do not be discouraged and remember that the man who thought he was an evangelist but later discovered he was a teacher, it is just as important to know what gifts you do not have as to discover the gift you do have. This prevents you from wasting your time in ministry where you will not be effective. So by combining prayer and these practical steps from this lesson, you're going to be able to soon discover that place of ministry that God has called for you. And as you begin to serve, you will quickly discover your giftedness. That's it for this lesson. Please join me in the next lesson after doing your chapter self-test.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.